you. Begin to speak to the Almighty Father right now. Begin to speak to the Almighty Father right now. Begin to speak to the Almighty Father right now. Begin to speak to the Almighty Father right now. Begin to speak to the Almighty Father right now. Whatever you are doing, Kabado Shabrandi Kabosha Degadegadede Rando Shekeri Hambado Shabrandi Adaro Shede Lebra Kabakado Shebretari Ando Seti Andia. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge right now. The presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. 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 Connect yourself spiritually wherever you are. Let your spirit utter something to the Lord. Let your spirit utter something to the Lord right now. Let your spirit utter something to the Lord right now. Let your spirit utter something to the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. The presence of the Lord is here. 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 Let the power of the Lord, let the power of the Lord take charge. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, an atmospheric change right now. Wherever you are right now, I release the power of God upon you right now. Wherever you are right now, I release the power of God upon you. Feel the power of God at where you are right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you find yourself right now, I release the power of God upon you. I release the power of God upon you now. I release the power of God upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the presence of the Lord take charge. Let the presence of the Lord take charge. Take charge. Take charge. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, connect yourself spiritually. Connect yourself spiritually. Don't be an spectator. Or don't be a spectator. Ha! Don't be watching what is going on. But be a partaker of what is going on. Be a partaker of what is going on. I said, be a partaker of what is going on. Be a partaker of what is going on. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's a good time to make intercessions right now. Arana mande sontoria kampe paikerate ya. My God, raise your sound. Aya, aya, rana taka meno sote ya.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Walking in this room.
The Spirit of the Lord is here right now. Wherever you are right now, I want you to put your hand on your chest right now and say this after me. Say this after me. Say, oh Lord, my God, before the end of this session, Lord, let your healing power heal whatever is not well within me. It could be your finances that is not well. It could be your body that is not well. It could be your business that is not well. It could be something you want the Lord to do for you that is not well. You are praying to God and say after me, say again, say, oh Lord, my Father, before the end of this session, my Father, my Maker, before the end of this session, may you heal whatever is not well in my life. May you heal whatever is not well in my life. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now put your hand on your forehead. This is prophetic directions. I told you the session will be a different thing altogether. This session is for everyone, but not for everyone. If you are here, it means that it's for you. So make sure you become a partaker and you'll be imparted by this session in the name of Jesus Christ. Now put your hand on your forehead. Put your hand on your forehead. Say, my Father, my Maker. My Father, my Maker. Every agenda of the devil targeted at me, 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 may it go back to sender. Every agenda of the devil targeted against me, targeted at me, every agenda of the devil targeted at me, back to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Back to sender in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of the devil targeted at me, back to sender in the name of Jesus. Ha! Put your hand on your forehead as you declare. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is working. We have started. We have started. Say it again after me. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, every agenda of the devil targeted at me, every agenda of the devil targeted at me, may it go back to sender in the name of Jesus. May it go back to sender in the name of Jesus. May it go back to sender in the name of Jesus. May it go back to the name of Jesus. Back to sender in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Time waits for no man. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice in prayer. Let the Spirit of the Lord touch you wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty 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 name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Kapadosha takadarianda. Now, say this after me. Whether you are in your own house or not in your own house, whether you are in school, you are in the office, whether you are at a place which does not belong to you, you are praying right now. The Lord said we should pray for somebody right now. We are praying. You are going to hit your foot on the floor, on the ground, 3 times and declare and say, whatever agreement that has gone on in the realms of the spirit, for the land you are standing on to fight you, somebody is going to be released and somebody is going to be delivered. You are hitting your foot on the floor, on the ground, 3 times, and you are declaring that whatever agreement that has gone on in the realms of the spirit, agreement between the land you are standing on and any power of darkness, wherever it's coming from, may they not agree. May the land rather favor you. May the land you are standing on favor you. It could be that you are in a friend's house. It could be that you are in a family house. It could be that you are in your home. It could be that you are in a rented place. Wherever you are right now, if the devil is making an agreement, you are declaring, hit your foot on the ground 3 times and declare that the land you are standing on will favor you. The land you are standing on will favor you. This is a prophetic direction. I want you to follow as such, that the ground you are standing on will favor you. May the ground not fight against you. Bible said, when you go on that land and you are not careful, the land will vomit you out. The land will vomit you out. The land will vomit you out. Bible said in Jeremiah 22 verse 29. And Bible said that the Lord said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, prophesy concerning the land. And he said, O land, O land, O land, hear the word of the Lord. And Bible said, Jeremiah cursed the land against the people. You are praying that any connectivity in the realms of the spirit concerning the land you are standing on, that the land will fight you. May it go back to sender, that the land will favor you. In the name of Jesus, when you read the book of Revelation, it said that, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth helped the woman. May the land you are standing on favor you. If the devil, maybe it could be somebody's house, maybe you went to visit, maybe you are in that house for a reason, maybe you are there for a reason, maybe you are in school, you are on campus, wherever you are right now, you connect that the land you are standing on will favor you. Hit your leg, hit your foot on the ground, declare in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost. May the Lord release you from every target of the enemy against you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may the Spirit of the Lord release you from every agenda, every conspiracy within the spirit to sabotage you, to sabotage you, to make you unhappy. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, to make you fail, to make you fail and not see the glory of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, refuse it, refuse it, refuse it, refuse it, refuse it, that the land will favor you, the land to favor you. If they have commanded the land to swallow you, they have commanded the land to swallow you. They have commanded the land to swallow your business. They have commanded the land to swallow your happiness. They have commanded that land. Reparako paroshe tegadaga. Maranka pako shagi ando seri yadaba. Reparoka pano shagi yadaba. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Back to sender, 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 back to sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now,
come on, make it joyful noise to Jesus.
Your next prayer point. Now,
wait, I think I was the only one that heard that testimony right now.
Point at where you come from. Where you come from. Everybody has a root. And where they come from.
Thank you so much, sir, for the
privilege. Everybody has a root. And where they come from. I said, this time is prophetic. And we are praying prophetic prayers. Whether you are cooking, whether you are driving, whatever activity that is going on, some of us, we are in our secret place praying. Yes. Some of us, we are in our secret place praying. Now you are praying. I want you to point at where you come from. Point that place. And Bible said Elijah commanded that they should bring an arrow. And he said, as far as the arrow will go, so shall you conquer your enemies. As far as the arrow will go, so shall you conquer your enemies. Now point at where you are right now. The things of the spirit does not make sense to the flesh or to the physical. Until you have an understanding, everything becomes nonsense for you. Everything becomes confusing. Yes, the things of the spirit. Yes. I want you to target that place and say, oh God, I go back to my root. I go back to my root. If there's anything that will fight me in the next 5 years to come. Listen, this is a prophetic prayer you are praying. See, there's somebody here. I want us to pray. I don't want to get into a mood of prophecy that we may not build a foundation. I want us to build a foundation. Yes. Now, you are targeting that place and you are declaring that whatever thing that is coming from that side, whatever thing that is coming from that side, that will start operating in your life, and in the next 5 years it will manifest fully. You are putting a stop to it. You are saying back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. You are saying Jesus died for me and he has given me a new family in him, and I am heir to the throne of grace. You are praying right now that anything connected to your root, where you come from, where you come from, where you come from your mother's side and from your father's side, anything that has been plotted that want to manifest in the next 5 years, somebody, you are praying a prayer that will save you in the next 5 years to come. You may ask yourself, what happened? Baraka Padoshate. You are praying right now. And say, oh God, may your deliverance power deliver me. May your deliverance power deliver me. And may that thing that is coming to manifest. See, the way I saw the thing, It started like a root. The thing was moving from the ground. Then the root appeared like a leaf. Then the leaf began to grow. But I saw that the leaf that was growing, it became a big tree. And anything, anybody that eats the fruit of it, the person will force, like, will collapse. Anybody that eats the fruit of that tree will collapse. You are praying that anything that will manifest will come gradually from your root. That will come gradually from your root and want to grow gradually and manifest and destroy things. You put a full stop to it in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Declare right now that it will not happen. It will not work back to sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a good time to make intercessions right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Get your oil beside you. Get your oil beside you. And get your communion wine. I said, if you don't have a communion wine yet, get a drink beside you. Get a drink beside you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now you are praying your last prophetic directive prayer. Listen carefully. Then we move into another dimension of the Holy Spirit. Prophetic directive prayer. Now get the oil. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Get the oil. Now pour some of the oil on your tongue. Pour some of the oil on your tongue. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have you done that? Are we together here? Have you done it? Pour some of the oil on your tongue. Pour some of the oil on your tongue. Rando sebre kapagados adiyadabadaba. Have you done it? Has everybody been able to do it? I am seeing a lot of people here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Have you done it? Now you are declaring that anything that has gone into your system, listen carefully. Anything that has gone into your system that makes you feel weak and tired and makes you feel as if you are going to die, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Anything that has gone into your system that makes you feel weak and tired, anything, declare in the name of Jesus. I declare upon your life. You also declare after me, say, in the name of Jesus, anything that has gone into my system knowingly and unknowingly, any poisonous stuff I have eaten that I don't know, spiritually and physically, to make me feel weak spiritually, to make me feel tired, to make me feel as if I'm going to die, Spirit of the living God, I vomit it out in the name of Jesus. I vomit it out in the name of Jesus. I vomit it out in the name of Jesus. Declare it that you are vomiting it out in the name of Jesus. Yes. Somebody, when you feel like something is coming out of you, make sure you vomit that thing out in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, whatever thing that has entered you, I declare it to come out in the name of Jesus. Anything that has entered into your system physically and spiritually, may that thing come out. May it 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 come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Yes. Let it come out. Let it come out. Let it come out. Let it come out. Beloved, you feel like vomiting something out. I said, let it come out. In In the name of Jesus. 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 Whatever that has entered into your body, whatever that has entered into your spirit, that is not supposed to be part of you. Rando shakeyata do shakadia brandiata. Rako baroka bada brandia kabada baha. Rako barosha brekariata badosha tada. Rakia badosha brekabada baha. Rako barosha diata tada. Maranko barosha kariata bada. Vomit it out now. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Rakadia kata dosha da 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 da. Randia tabako paru parika da dosha. Whatever they have poured into your spirit. Whatever they have poured into your spirit. Whatever they have poured into your spirit. That makes you feel weak and tired. That makes you feel as if you die today or tomorrow. Rakata kata da da da. Vomit it out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. You that you are under the sound of my voice, you that you are under the sound of my voice, you that you are under the sound of my voice, kappa, 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 da, 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 da. It is coming out. Allow it to come out. Allow it to come out. You are vomiting that sickness out. You are vomiting that poisonous substance out. Spiritually and physically, whatever they have sent to kill the flesh, Bible said, do not be afraid of the one that can kill the flesh but cannot kill your spirit, your soul. It means that the devil has power over our body but does not have power over our spirit. Right? What the devil can do is to pollute you for it to manifest in the physical, that they may kill the body. Rakoparo shakata kata. Rande kapakata. Rando shaka. I said, vomit it out now. Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus mighty name. Jesus mighty name. Ha!
You are the one, raise your sound.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Ha! Beloved, be connected. Be connected. Be connected. Ha! We are not joking here. Neither are we playing here. The devil is not your friend. That enemy is not your friend. That enemy is not your friend. We are not here to joke. Neither are we here to play. Now, whatever I say here, I mean it. And the Lord has spoken to my spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I pray for somebody here right now. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, if you have anybody, the Lord is telling me right now that there's somebody connected to somebody here. It could be your brother. There are two things. It could be your brother, it could be your sister, it could be your friend. What the Lord is telling me is that brother or that sister, that friend is going through certain nightmares. Certain nightmares. Jesus. Certain nightmares. And for some time now, the person has even called you to tell you that for some time now, he or she has been having strange dreams. Strange dreams. The person has called you to tell you. And for some time now, the pastor will be disturbing you that if you know any pastor, you should let the pastor pray. Now, I want you to share the life to the person. And if you are here and somebody has approached you with that kind of issue, own up, own up. The person came to you to tell you that for some time now, the kind of dreams, Kabato Shek.
My God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone just confirm unto mercy. God bless you. Ha. Is there any other person here?
I rely on you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Precious Holy Ghost, I rely on you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Auntie Mercy, I use you as a point of contact right now.
I depend on you. Reassuring Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I depend on you.
Spirit of God.
Holy Ghost.
Ho.
Holy Ghost.
I use you as a, after the service, we will talk. If you are here, the Lord said, I should pray for certain people right now. This is an anointing and prophetic service. Whatever you are doing, we are doing here. Don't wait for me to point at you and tell you something. This is how I minister. This is how I minister. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The presence of the Lord is mightily here. Can you feel the presence of God? I want everybody to be sending fire here.
Are you ready to drink from me?
Mene wobamuaye. And now you bet you be ye. The resurrection power of God is at work. The moment all the world, it is a season of remembrance. It means that when people remember God, remember Christ in this time, power is being poured out. Unless you don't take advantage of it, power is being poured out. Make sure you are a partaker of what is going on. Don't be a spectator. Share to somebody right now, some few minutes. Now, Auntie Mercy, I use you as your point of contact, and I declare anything that is happening to the old lady, any power of darkness that has been invoked against her, I stand as a prophet of God. I declare that they will cease in the name of Jesus. I bind them in the name of Jesus. For Bible says in Matthew 18:18, it says, whatever we shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we shall lose shall be loosed in heaven. Those that have been sent to come for her, it is not their time yet. Those that have been sent to come for her, it is not their time yet. Those that have been sent to come for her, it is not their time yet. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rabakada. We are moving into another prophetic direction. Make sure you get connected. Where is Nana? Rekado Shabakadaba. Rande Bado Shekadeakadabadosa. Rabado Shekadaga. Brasami, get into the group. Call Nana and tell him I said he should join right now. Get into the group, you see his number. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Jesus is happening to you right now.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You're the
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rose, I prophesy upon your life. As you send fire right now, I see somebody after you. And the person is fighting with you over a document. I would ask you to intensify your prayer. See, I will give you 3 days fasting and prayer. From tomorrow, Rose, from tomorrow. Tomorrow, don't go to any gathering. Listen to me. Don't go to any gathering. Rose, somebody has invited you for any party. Rose, don't go. Rose, don't go. If anyone has invited you out, don't go. The whole of tomorrow, make sure you stay in the house. Listen carefully. Make sure you stay in the house. And from tomorrow, you are going to fast for 3 days. You are going to fast for 3 days. For 3 days. You are going to fast on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Fast for 3 days. Tomorrow is Easter holiday. But you know something? The devil is very tricky. The devil is very tricky. And I thank God that this has been reviewed. And it is your time for you to manifest. And this time, we will not allow the enemy to play tricks with you. Ha. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon your life, anyone that want to struggle with you and take that document from you, ha, in the name of Jesus Christ, they will not succeed this time. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're the light that I need. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some of you here, this is the time you have to get connected. Hear me. Bible talks about the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus. I said the resurrection power of God is working in your life right now. It's working in your life right now. It's working in your life right now. When you read Matthew chapter number 9, verse 20 to 21, Bible talks about a certain woman that have gone through a time of blood flow for 12 years. 12 years. You know, sometimes you must understand the atmosphere at which you find yourself in. You must take advantage of the atmosphere you find yourself in. If you are not careful, you will be among the lot, but you may not receive anything. See, this woman find herself among people around Jesus. Let me tell you, a lot of people brought issues. A lot of issues. Bible made us understand that in those days, the disciples were like bodyguards around Jesus. They were the ushers, the gatekeepers around Jesus. So it is very difficult for you to get close to Jesus. That is why, even when children are coming close to Jesus, they are not able. And Jesus will say, let the children come to me. Hear me. Hear me. Because of the crowd, Bible said that even because of the crowd around him, there's even going to be a stampede. Bible talked about this woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. I don't know what you have been going on in your life for 12 years. See, the Lord said, I should pray for somebody. The Lord said, I should tell you, if you're not careful, as young as you are, as young as you are, I'm not talking to somebody over 40 years. No, you are not the person I'm talking to. I'm talking to somebody under 30 years. Under 40 years. Under 40 years. Now, I see something moving from the back of your head. From the back of your head. and the thing is moving to your waist. If you are not careful, and you will pray, I tell you, you will not get to 40, 30, 35 years. And I don't want to say it. I don't want to continue. Because the way the thing is happening, the way the thing is moving, thank you, Holy Spirit. Bible said this woman has been going through this issue. And hear me carefully. The pathetic thing in it is that Bible said she has gone everywhere. She has been to every place. She has seek for help everywhere. You know, sometimes I've been saying that because of problems, if you're not careful, you'll be seeking for solution and you end up at certain places that you don't need to end up. That is why a child of God, you must build your faith very strong. If you are not careful, looking for solution will take you to a place that will worsen your problem. I have seen a lot of people, I've encountered a lot of people, because of what they are looking for, they have worsened their case. Bible said this woman with the issue of blood, she has moved everywhere. She has spent all the money she has on doctors, on physicians, all kind of people. I can even say that she has spent all her money on herbalists, because at that time there were herbalists as well. She has sent her money on all fortune tellers and whatsoever it may be. Nothing was working. I believe she came to Jesus. Jesus was touching people to heal them. She was never called. When Jesus was laying hands on people, prophesying to people, she was never prophesied to. I don't know what entered into this woman. I don't know what entered into the woman. But Bible said, she said within her spirit, what are you saying on this life? What are you saying in this gathering? What are you saying in this gathering in the next 30 minutes? We are ending. What are you saying within your spirit? What are you saying right now? What is the level of your faith right now? What is the level of your faith right now? Where has your faith risen up to right now? Right now, I see something happening. By the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, and this woman been sick for 12 good years. Just staying with somebody. Even sometimes the women that go through the women's time, just 3 days, 4 days, the kind of pain some of them have to go through, the kind of weakness they feel, And somebody had to go through blood flow for 12 years. I can say that this woman is really loved by God. She is a strong woman. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Kabada bada bada. Rando sheka da gada bada bada. What are you saying within your spirit right now? There's something you have prayed about it for so long years. Ha! There's something. Bible said, and suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Listen to the 22 very well. Bible says, cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. This is faith assembly. This is faith. Going around looking for solution here and there. Your only source of solution. For Bible said, on the first day of the week, Luke 24, Bible said, on the first day of the week, when they got, the women rose up and they got close to the tomb. When they got there, the tomb is opened. They went inside, they couldn't find Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Ah, beloved, as Jesus rose up, and Bible said, they asked, where is our Savior? And the angel said, he's risen. My kabado shekadiyatara. The woman faced this issue for 12 years. 12 good years. All she need. She said, maybe I'm not part of the people Jesus have to touch today. Maybe I'm not the part of those who have to experience the power of God today. Ha! Some of you have been praying concerning something for some time now. I draw your faith to the altar of grace right now. May the grace of God upon my life work for you. By the grace of God upon my life, I have seen people who have been tormented by the devil, and the moment I get there by the grace of God, things change. I have seen people who have been pregnant for more than a year, and the moment they are brought to me, three days, to the glory of the Almighty. I say this not to boast, but as a testimony to those who do not know the power of God and what God can do. Yes, 3 days. I have seen women who cannot give birth. By the grace of God, God has used me to touch their lives. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it is the Spirit of the Lord. May it work for you now. May it work for you now. May time ago who and when they planned getting married, there was a prophetic word concerning their life that when they get married, they will never give birth. Lo and behold, they married for 4 years. There was no child. There was no child. And they happened to come to my church. One day, I remember carefully, it was Good Friday morning service. It was Good Friday. That was 2014. Was it 2014? No. 2013. As I was ministering, the Lord said I should call her and pray for her. And the Lord said to me that there's a prophetic word concerning your life that when they get married, and when you see her husband very vibrant in church, that they will not give birth. And they said yes. They said we shouldn't marry. But when we marry, there will be we are not compatible. They said we shouldn't marry, but we are not compatible. But when we marry, so many things will happen. Because of that, after their marriage, they left the church. After their marriage, they left the church. And 4 years, they were not given birth. And through the grace of God upon my life, not by might, not by power, but the grace of the Almighty God, I told the woman, whoever have said anything concerning your life, do you know what was happening? The lady's elder sister has also been married. She has not given birth. And when they were young, when they were not married by then, they had an issue. So the sister cursed the younger sister. That she will not marry. She will never get married. And it didn't work. And they got married. She got married. Then the sister has to tight things up. To the glory of God. See, on that day, as I was praying for the lady, I couldn't see any manifestation. Beloved, I'm not saying your problem is your mother or your father or your sister or your brother. You know, the things of the spirit are very confusing sometimes if you don't have knowledge about it. Yes. And I tell people that when you compare the things of the spirit and the flesh, it will not make sense to you because your level of understanding has not gotten to that place. The only thing the flesh understands is what has been revealed unto it. That is why Deuteronomy 29:29 says that secret things belong to the Lord. What has been revealed unto us is for us and our generation. So most of the times I pray that. That is why sometimes I say, may remember your dreams. I pray that God himself will show you things that are happening to you in your dreams. That me telling you that you, this is what is happening. That is my prayer for people. That I pray that you yourself, you will know and you come and tell me. That me telling you, so that you will not say, pastor said, no, this time you saw it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, this sister, I was praying for her. Nothing was happening. Then the Lord opened my eyes. Then I saw a young lady in the church who has crossed the feet and the leg. And the Lord said to me that in the realms of the spirit, this lady is making sure that whatever oppression that is happening in the church will not go on. Be careful when you go to church. Be very careful when you go to church. Somebody is praying Or the person is not praying, the person is talking in the church, the person is in the church but watching phone. So you're also taking your phone and watching. Some people can be in the church and they'll be on Facebook the whole service time. You don't know. This is what I'm telling you. When you have been told, you may think it's just something. I said, as I was praying for the lady, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw this young girl cross the leg and the hand. Then I see the operation of the spirit. May the Holy Ghost arrest her. Come and see in the church. Come and see the spirit of the Lord. She was falling here and there. Bang, bang. Over one thing that helped her was she was very, very prayerful and her faith grew. What she would stand up at dawn and pray herself. Sometimes when I have revelation, I'll call her. The moment I will call her, she's already praying. She was very active. She was very cooperative. The glory of God. The day she will give birth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was there early in the morning, and the Lord revealed to me. I saw myself in my kitchen picking up a knife, and the Lord said to me that, no, when I saw that I was picking up a knife, I saw that I have gone back to my bed to sleep, and I saw the young lady coming to the church. And the Lord said to me that, you see the knife that you have picked. This lady, she's going to be operated. And if she's not careful, she will die out of the operation. Then I begin to pray. I begin to pray. I prayed for some time. That day, early in the morning, I have to attend to some issues. So I couldn't call her. I was at a place when I was called that. The husband called me. He's so sorrowful. This is what has happened. I sent my wife to the hospital. The doctor said, I should go and buy some medicine and she's going to be operated. I said, Jesus, what is happening? And the Lord said to me that wherever I am, I should live there and go to the hospital. Beloved, by the grace of God, God has done so many things with us. And we know that our reward is of the Lord, not of human. I have to move. The moment I got to the hospital, the mother rushed to me. She was crying. The mother rushed to me from the hospital. She was crying. What is happening? She said they were about to operate the daughter. They said that right now, light off. There was no generator. There was no plant in the hospital. I said, Jesus. What I heard within my spirit is that it is well, for the Lord has done it. Then I declare that, no, mama, it is well. Don't cry. Let's sit down. It is well. The moment I said it is well, within like 5 minutes, they came back to tell us that the light is in. See, listen to what I'm telling you. Listen carefully. After the operation, the doctor was also a pastor. Listen. And may God make you meet people that have good spirit to work in your life. Those of you who have been going to the hospital, may the Lord give you doctors that can work properly and spiritually sound. Spiritually sound. Yes. And those nurses, I know we have a lot of nurses. My wife is even a nurse. We have a lot of nurses, midwives here. Those of you have to be very, very careful. Your activity is just like a pastor. Those that work in the health sector, some people, their sickness are spiritual. Some people that come to the hospital, the things they are going through is spiritual. If you are not careful, they will kill you. They will exchange you with their death. They will exchange you. Now, the doctor came out and said, "Please, who are you?" I said, I'm the pastor. I say, "You serve a living God. You serve a living God." And then the doctor was like, is it what you call the, he said the cord has tied the head, the neck of the baby. Those who are else in the health sector can explain to us better. Yes. See, the doctor said the cord, the intestine, has tied the neck of the baby. So if they have wasted a little time, like the baby will die in the womb of the mother. But to the glory of God, she was delivered. And the woman who has been told that she will not give birth, today as I'm talking to you, she has a boy and a girl. May the Lord bring deliverance into your life. If Jesus died and rose up on the third day, I tell you, whatever that has been buried in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Whatever that has been buried in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Whatever that has been buried in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Whatever that has been buried in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. I declare upon your life in the name of Jesus. Bible said the woman with the issue of blood, she said, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment." Right now, may your faith rise up. May your spirit be connected in the name of Jesus Christ. May the healing power of God touch you now. May the strength of the Lord. See, I always preach about faith, and you may not understand, because faith is everything. When you look at the woman, she should be lying on the bed. She should be weak. When you look at the number of people that were around Jesus. Now, let's compare two things now. Bible said that the people around Jesus, at the time that Jesus fed the people, how many people? 5,000. And even women and children were not counted. So just imagine the number of people that were around Jesus at that time. Even when, let's say, 300 people or 500 people gather around you in the church, it is even sometimes very difficult to penetrate through. Even in a church service, when 500 people gather, it is very difficult to penetrate through. It is difficult for even the pastor to touch everybody in the church. Yes. Now hear me. This woman, at that time, they were not in the church building, whereby there will be lines for people to walk through. No. In this instance, she has to make her own way. She has to make her own way. She has to make her own way. And come and say, "Lord." And said, she said, "If I can only touch, all I need is the touch." Ha! May you be touched right now. As your faith rises up, you see what faith can do. All she said was, "If I can touch." You see what faith can do. Faith gave her the strength. The strength, the woman that was so weak, may the Lord give you that strength to go through. The challenge for you to be crowned. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. in the name of Jesus Christ. May your faith give you that strength to go through that process, to go through that interview, to go through that examination, to go through that pregnancy, to go through to stand strong to your time of appointment in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let me prophesy into the life of somebody right now. Let me prophesy into the life of somebody right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Ah, from 2 weeks ago, I've been talking about the blood of Jesus. I've been talking about it. And today is not the time for me to talk about it. You have heard all that you need to hear. If you have not, when we finish, go back and listen and follow and pray with the service, the previous services. Now, I pray for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Now somebody begin to write at the comment section, touch me, oh God. 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 Oh. Oh, touch me, oh God. Touch me, oh Lord. Yes, touch me. Touch me, oh God. Continue declaring it. The Lord, touch me. Continue declaring it. And say, Lord, touch me. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Now continue writing. Let me locate somebody right now. May the Spirit of the Lord locate you. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Spirit of God.
My God.
Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, thank you, Jesus. Now, pick up the communion wine and let's do this direction before I enter. Thank you, Jesus. Pick up your communion wine. Thank you, Jesus.
Reassuring Holy Ghost.
Lift it up.
I depend.
And declare this after me.
Holy Ghost.
Say, Spirit of God.
Holy Ghost.
Now hold on. If you don't have a communion wine, get a drink. Get a drink. If you just join us here,
Holy Ghost.
And you don't have a communion wine or a drink, just get a bottle of water. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 4 verse number 10 coming down. Bible says Jesus met a woman at the pool. Rando shake it. Ria, Ria, is that your name?
Are you ready to drink from him?
I have a word for you. R-I-A. Okay, Gloria. Gloria, are you married? I'm about to say something from the book of John chapter 4 verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. You are married. Are you married? Are you married? Yes. I'm about to say something in John chapter 4. Verse number 10 coming down. Listen carefully. We are. Thank you, Jesus. Gloria. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus met a woman at a pool. Jesus met a woman at a pool. And Jesus said, "Woman, give me water." Gloria, I'll come to you. But this scripture has opened something up for me to tell you. But let me finish with the direction first. I don't want to skip certain things because it is the direction of the Lord, so that I may not forget. Now, lift up your wine, your drink, and declare after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I turn this drink into the blood of Jesus. For Bible said, he lift up the wine and he said, this is my blood. Into your blood now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, what you are going to do is that, listen carefully, you will drink some. If your own is a full wine bottle, listen to me carefully. If your own is a full wine bottle, right? This is what you're going to do. You pour a bit into the cover and you drink it. Now, after drinking it, you pour a little into the cup again and wash your face with it. Listen carefully. Now, when you are about to sleep, you pour a bit into the water that you wash yourself with. Listen carefully. If you have a child, you have a family, make sure that they become part of what you are doing. If you are a single person, do it alone. Do it alone. If you are not married, do it alone. If you have a child, do it with a child. Hear me carefully. First of all, you will drink some. I'm going to pray with you. We are all going to drink together. And I'm going to make some declarations into your life. Now, number two. You are going to pour some and then wash your face with it. Now, then, when you are going like bathing, but today there you have to bath. Yes, today there you have to bath. Now, so when you are going to sleep, you just pour some, the tip of it, into the water. If you have a child, use it on the child too. And I know the Lord is going to speak for you in the name of Jesus. Now I declare, can you take some? Can you take some now? Open it. Open it. As you take it, you declare that you are taking the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Jesus. Holy Ghost, do me something strong. Something strong. That will turn my world. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Holy Ghost, do me something. You know,
do me what you did to Jesus. Do me what you did to Paul.
Pour it into it. Wash your face with it. Just small one.
This is a service for believers who understand why you're here.
Yes. Wash your face and declare that anything. That I've been sent to you as a target. Bible said that mark your doorsteps. I'm also doing the same. Bible said that mark your doorsteps with the blood. And when the spirit of death is passing by, it will pass over you. So if there's any negative energy that will be visiting houses, that will be visiting people at noonday, that will be visiting people in the day, in the afternoon, in the evening, when they see you, may they pass over you. But may you rather attract positive energy. May you rather attract good things in the name of Jesus. This is a prophetic direction. Make sure you are a partaker of it. Make sure you follow it. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Can't you see what he's doing?
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Make sure you are a partaker of it. When you wash your face, don't clean it. Make sure it stays on your face for some time before later you clean it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I declare upon your life, in the spirit of death that I've been sent into your house, in the tormenting spirit, in the power of darkness that I've been sent to worry people, every blood-suckling power, anything that takes away good things from people, when they see you, may they see fire. When they see you, may they see fire. If there's a witch in your house, when they see you, may they bow down their head. If there's a witch, somebody with any kind of power to manipulate people, when they see you, may they bow down their head. May they not be able to look at you. Now, I declare right now, by the power and authority of God given unto me, any witch in your house will confess in the name of Jesus Christ. They will run away from you without you doing them anything. They will stop calling you for some time in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, because of the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Declare upon your life.
Some people will have unction that is not normal. Ask it back. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Right now. Have you washed your face with the blood? Have you done that? I say, any witch or wizard, any witch or wizard living in your house, may the fire of God one day if you are here, one that meets you gets hungry. They are so get angry. They don't want to see you.
My God.
Deliverance is coming to your home now. Somebody send fire, send fire, send fire. We are ending now in the name of Jesus Christ. Either you are here. Now, Gloria. Gloria, where are you from? Gloria, where are you from?
I rely on you.
I want you to call in, but I want to tell you something before you call in. You know, recently we have been having network problem all over Ghana. What's it? Gloria, I see... You make a decision that has become difficult for you because you find yourself. Now, let me tell you so that you may understand. So that you pray concerning your marriage. Bible said, Jesus, give me water. And she, and the person you are talking to, you ask him for water. Where is your husband? And the woman said, I don't have a husband. And Jesus said, yeah, you have said right. There are five men in your life. Even the person you are with is not your husband.
Oh, no, no.
Even the person you are with is not your husband. Yeah. Gloria, I hire quite home. Now, Thank you, Holy Spirit. Gloria, our prayer. Gloria, are you here? Rando Shebekebosha Branda Gadabadosha. Libran Gadabadabadosha Gadabosha. Gloria, this place is what? Akabadosha take the brandy kabakadaba. Randa. Wow. Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Gloria. I said, Jesus said to the woman, give me water. And the woman said, how can you, a Jew, ask me for water? And Jesus said, if you know the gift of God, and you know the one you are talking to, you will ask. What you are doing here, washing your face with just a drink does not make sense to the physical. Now Jesus went ahead and said, woman, bring me your husband. Woman said, I don't have a husband. And Jesus said, Gloria, Jesus said, there are five men in your life. Even the one you are with is not your husband. Even the one you are with is not your husband. The Lord said, you should pray very well concerning your marriage. He says, even the one you are with is not your husband. Arabasika. Arabasika. The words I prophesy into your life. I prophesy into your life that every attack of the enemy will not work. And this is what will stand in your life. No weapon of the devil will be able to stand against you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, the Lord is going to use you. Arabasika, God is going to use you.
There is no ministry without you, Jesus.
When I mean God is going to use people, people think, hey, me, I don't want to be a pastor. Oh, me, I don't want to be Yusuf Mami. I tell you, God will use his people. You don't need to be ordained as a pastor before God uses you.
Something strong, I will turn my world around.
Holy Ghost, something. Arabasika, whoever has raised a voice against you, anyone that has raised a voice against you, it will not stand in the name of Jesus. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. It will not stand in the name of Jesus.
Let's go.
It will not stand in the name of Jesus. Now, if you are here, let me see you. I have three more people to prophesy to. Three more people to prophesy to. Three more people to prophesy to. Spirit of God. Let me make some declarations into everybody's life here. Now, I'm starting from the list I have here. Kabado Shebrendiata. Spirit of God. I prophesy into your life. Madam Mercy, I prophesy into your life. Thank you, Jesus.
Do me what you did to Jesus.
Let me move to another person. Rose, I declare that whatever you have been praying concerning in your life, this year is your year of manifestation. When we started the year, I told you something that I see you being given an appointment letter. A job, and that job, first one will come, but that is not what the Lord is saying. But the Lord is going to give you another one. Write the prophetic words down. It is your time to manifest. It is time for you to manifest. But you know what I saw when we were praying? I saw that somebody was trying to take a document from you. You see, sometimes the locality, the environment we find ourselves can fight us a lot. They have been fighting us all the time. But this time, make up your mind that you will not give up until you go through it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mama, more grace, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let me move to another person. Mimi, I declare upon your life and I prophesy upon your life that the Bible said, for with God all things are possible. I will talk to you after the service. Hey, let me make some declarations to some people's lives here. Bene, I see you laughing. I see you laughing. You are laughing so loud. I see you laughing so loud and jumping. Bene, I see you laughing so loud and jumping. Ah. In the name of Jesus. Is Bene here? Ah. Rasami, I declare upon your life. I say you are blessed. And you are going to be blessed. Anytime we come on this life, I'm going to bless you. You are blessed and your life is going to be blessed. I bless you with the blessings of God. 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 Tina, let's talk after the service. Let's talk after the service. When we close, please make sure you call me. Yes, let's talk after the service. Nabado shake. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have I prayed for everybody? Beloved, this is Faith Assembly today. The Lord directed that we have to have this service. And it has been awesome, the manifestations and the testimonies. You are the reason. And I believe that as you go into your bed, the Lord is going to reveal certain things to you. Make sure you don't forget it. Because I'm going to call everybody. Tomorrow is Easter. And it is holiday. I'll have time. I'll be calling everybody one after the other and pray for you. I'll be calling everybody. Okay, Gloria. Let's get in touch after the service. I will talk to you, okay? Great. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk to everybody one after the other. Please, let's share the numbers. Yes. I'm going to talk to everybody. Even after the service, if you want me to talk to you, you can call me and let's talk. Yes, I'm going to pray with people here. I pray for you that the blessings of the Lord will fall upon your life. Don't forget, we meet here every Saturdays and Sundays. 4 a.m. GMT. 4 a.m. GMT. 4 a.m. GMT. And the organizing committee, by the grace of God, tomorrow we'll be having our first meeting for the year. Tomorrow we'll be having our first meeting for the year. So it will be posted in the group. To post it in the group. And we'll be having our meeting. Other people will join us as the work of God cannot be. One person cannot do it all. Yes, one person cannot do it all. May the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord be with you. I pray that whatever has been your heart desire, may the Lord give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you are going to testify. Some of you are going to testify, I tell you. I see great testimonies coming out of this place. But our time is up. We can't use the whole day. Our time is up. I declare upon your life. I declare upon your life, may the Lord bless you. You are blessed. I tell you, you will not die before your time. Never. Never. None of you will die before your time. Anything you have been praying about, you will see it. If the devil likes it or not, you will see the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you so much.